Welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Friday, January 9th, 2026. And folks, buckle up because today is shaping up to be the heavyweight champion of trading sessions for the new year.
You are not kidding. We have equity futures pointing to a modestly higher open, with the S&P up about 8 points and the NASDAQ up over 50. But honestly, the price action right now is just noise compared to the double-barreled shotgun of catalysts pointing right at this market.
I like the drama. Let's break down that double barrel. We are talking about the Supreme Court and the jobs report, right?
Exactly. First, the Supreme Court is expected to rule on the legality of the president's broad tariffs today. If they rule these tariffs were illegal under the IEEPA, we could be talking about massive refunds of tariff revenue. That is a potential liquidity injection that the algo traders are salivating over. But the immediate volatility event is the December employment situation report, dropping at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
The consensus numbers look, well, soft. We are looking for non-farm payrolls around 55,000?
Yeah, 55K. It paints a picture of a low-firing, low-hiring state. The unemployment rate is expected to sit at 4.5%. Here is the kicker. The market wants rate cuts, but the FedWatch tool says we aren't seeing a 50% probability of a cut until April. If this jobs number comes in too hot, that April hope gets pushed back. If it is too cold, recession fears creep in. We need a Goldilocks number today.
While we wait for the macro data, the corporate newswire is absolutely on fire this morning. We saw a rotation out of tech yesterday, but it looks like chips are back on the menu.
Big time. Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing TSM beat revenue estimates. They are up nearly 20% year over year in December revenue. That is the proxy for AI demand, and it is telling us the hardware boom isn't over. That's lifting the NASDAQ futures. Plus, Intel is popping pre-market after a meeting with the administration. It seems the semiconductor sector is refusing to cool down.
And it's not just chips. M&A activity is waking up in a big way. What is the deal with Merck?
This is massive. Merck is reportedly in talks to buy Revolution Medicines for somewhere between $28 and $32 billion. That is a huge premium. RVMD is gapping up over 15% pre-market. It shows Big Pharma has cash to burn and they are hungry for pipelines. But I have to play devil's advocate here. Not every giant is happy today.
Let me guess, you are looking at Detroit?
Spot on. General Motors. They are expecting a $6 billion charge in Q4 related to reducing EV production and impairments. That stock is gapping down. It is a stark reminder that the legacy auto transition is painful and expensive. So you have this split market. Tech and pharma are partying while heavy industry is dealing with hangovers.
Speaking of hangovers, let's talk energy. There is a wild headline about Venezuela.
Wild is an understatement. The president says oil companies pledged $100 billion to spend in Venezuela. He is meeting with oil execs today. Crude is up slightly, hovering around $58 a barrel. It's a geopolitical wild card, but for traders, the energy sector has been the weakest performer recently. This might be the catalyst for a rotation if that capital actually starts flowing.
Let's hit the rapid-fire analyst desk. Who is winning the upgrade game this morning?
FedEx and Lockheed Martin got upgraded to buy. The defense sector is looking strong with geopolitical tensions high. On the flip side, the penalty box is crowded. Adobe and Qualcomm both got downgraded. It is interesting to see Qualcomm downgraded, right when TSM posts great numbers, shows there is a divergence in how analysts view the chip supply chain versus the end-user demand.
Taking a look at the technicals, our wave analysis shows the VXX, the volatility index, is actually drifting lower. Are we getting too complacent ahead of a Supreme Court ruling?
That is the danger zone. The VXX dropping suggests investors are confident, maybe too confident. We have support on the SPY at 688 and resistance at 694. If we break 694 with volume after the jobs number, we run. But if we fail there, watch out for a double top. The market is priced for perfection, and today's news cycle is anything but predictable.
All right. Give me the final game plan for the opening bell.
Don't be a hero in the first 15 minutes. Let the jobs report dust settle. Watch TSM for the tech direction and keep an eye on yields. If the 10-year spikes on the jobs number, tech will sell off. Stay nimble, keep your stops tight, and watch that 694 level on the SPY.
Solid advice as always. Keep your eyes on the tape, everyone. This has been the Morning Dose. Good luck out there and have a profitable trading day.